Hi everyone, this is Coach Stephanie Wood, and I'm with my favorite colleague, Andrea Isaacs, ISAAAA, C like in cat, S like in Sam. And we're here at my podcast, Tap Into Your Body Confidence, where entrepreneurs unite to showcase their talents. And before we get into our topic, Andrea, please tell people what you're up to.
I love working with entrepreneurs and others who are wanting to show up as all that they can be, to be their bigger, bolder version of themselves, which often causes them fear, frustration, procrastination, or holding back. I help them step over the edge of their comfort zone so they can really be all that they can be.
And where can people find you?
Well, the easiest one to say is my EQ quiz, which gives you the entire free emotional mastery toolkit at eqquiz.com. You get an emotional mastery blueprint, which is unique to you, an interpretation guide, and so much more at the eqquiz.com.
Beautiful. And you could find me at my site. I'm there at least twice a week. Body Awe, BODYAWE, like an awesome.com. There's some goodies there. And Andrea knows that I enjoy coaching women entrepreneurs to integrate better business skills into their business, but most importantly, to tap into their confidence skills. And I do this with my body knowledge system and my experience owning, managing, and creating several profitable businesses. And with that said, Andrea, we were talking earlier. A client came to both of us where she started her business, she has a business plan, but she's afraid to like get out there and be confident within herself with what she does. How would you begin with her?
Well, it's holding back, and what you just described is really common among entrepreneurs, no matter what level you're at, whether you're beginning or you've been at it for decades, because we're always wanting to grow. So, by definition, it means we're always needing to do something outside our comfort zone. So, the first step with all my clients is taking the quiz at eqquiz.com, because then when I see your blueprint, I can see your unique combination of gifts, which points to your zone of genius and your purpose here on earth. I can also see your unique combination of challenges, which are holding you back from, whatever in this case, from building your business. So I might see something, for example, that says you have a really strong inner critic that was probably imprinted in you very early in life with a verbal or nonverbal message. You're shaking your head no, but let me just finish this thought.
Oh,
That's not
nobody ever experiences
oh,
that.
you're laughing. Oh, you're that was a joke. Okay. Yeah, I have seen this quite a bit. It could be a verbal or nonverbal message that said something to you like, that was wrong. That's stupid. You can't do that. Who do you think you are? Don't bother. What you want doesn't matter, or some version of that. And so unknowingly, we take it on as truth. And then when we, decades later, when we're in life and we're building a business, as soon as we're ready to be seen more and to be seen in a bigger way, whoosh, those old messages just start to pop up, and we start finding, resistance and procrastination.
Okay, let me jump in here, Andrea. What I would do is to add on, I also have these check-ins, I call them body confidence check-ins. But what comes to mind immediately with this woman is it sounds like she's estranged. She's detached from her physical body. And so I would do a practice with her where she would start communicating with her body. And you ask yourself, did you ask yourself, how do you do that? How do you do that? She says, would you like to do that practice with me right now?
Sure.
But I know you have something else to add before we do the practice. What do you think?
Well, I could do it before or after. I'll do it now.
Okay.
Okay. So I would, in looking at that score on their blueprint, I would see that, you know, what I just mentioned. And so I, instead of accessing their body, I access their higher self, which actually impacts the body, of course, and impacts all that we are. And I would ask that person's higher self what that early message was. And I would get a list of all these critical statements that are really diminishing. And then I would say, is that really who Stephanie is? And the higher self would say, no. Well, who is the truth of who Stephanie is? And higher self, your higher self, or my client's higher self, would give me a download of the truth of who you are. And then I read it back to you. And I say, as you hear these words, feel the meaning of these words in your body, in every cell of your body. And I read back this beautiful, empowering message from this person's higher self that they are now feeling in every cell of their body, and they're embodying the truth is that you're here for a purpose. This is yours to do. You have the courage, the confidence, you have everything it takes, or whatever. And as this person really feels and integrates the meaning of these words, I'll ask them a question like, feeling this energy in your body now, how are you feeling? What are you experiencing? And they get these beautiful I am statements that they are embodying. And then they are creating the neural pathway for the strength and the confidence.
Okay, let me jump in. We just have a few more minutes.
Okay.
So it seems like the coaching that you do is very hands-on with questions and answers and the conversation between you and the client. I want our audience to understand that. Yes, some of the practices that we have, you could ask yourself, but it's more fulfilling when you have someone having
Yeah,
that
absolutely. Because I may go someplace I wouldn't have thought of going. Because
oh, really? You go to those places?
There are a lot of places.
I don't believe this. Okay, so here we go. I'm going to set up the stage. You're sitting at the kitchen table. You are sitting on the right. And your body Andrea, is sitting across from you. I'm sitting in the middle as your coach. So I'm going to ask body Andrea, what do you want most from Andrea?
I want to be fully alive and present all the time. I want to be here.
Andrea, what's your response?
Yeah, I know. I do. I want that too. But, you know, I feel like there's just so much to do. And I just, you know, sometimes I'm holding back because I, this old fear that I just don't belong pops up. And so I hold back.
Body, Andrea. What's your response to that? Do you have any advice or coaching?
Yeah, I sure do. Hey, when you're holding back, you know how that shuts down everything in your body. You know that. Come on, girl. Breathe and just open your heart and let your whole body just take in the exhilaration of life and appreciate every moment for what it is. And don't be afraid to be seen.
Andrea. Your body sure knows how to communicate to you. What's your response now?
We're good partners, body, aren't we? Thank you. Thank you for reminding me. I'm going to take your advice.
So that is a practice. I call it the body knowledge conversation, in which we probably do this all day long and we don't realize or aware that we're doing it, but your body has intelligence. And we could find out, you know, I love, Andrea, the points that you mentioned. And before we wrap up here, what would be one thing you would want our audience to remember from this conversation?
Sure, thank you. So whenever we feel resistance, procrastination, there's usually a reason. It's a really good time to check in with your body and ask your body what is going on right now, because it could be a contraction of feeling small, or it could be anger and it's really big, whatever it is, just notice without judgment. And then if you don't like what you're experiencing and what you're feeling in that moment, change the energy in your body. The shortcut is just do the opposite. If it's contracted, expand. If you're shrinking, get bigger. If you're too big, come back into your core. Just do the opposite. And something different. You'll change your thoughts, your feelings, and how you respond to life.
As everyone can tell, she knows what she's talking about. And Andrea, you have a body, so I know you know what you're talking about. And how can people connect with you again?
EQquiz.com. And then I'll be able to give you some insight about your gifts and also what's holding you back.
Perfect. And the message that I would like people to who are listening to us to practice is try the kitchen table conversation. You would be surprised at what your body has to tell you. And your body is always truthful. So be careful. And you can find me at bodyawe, bodyawe.com. And I will see you again. Yes?
Thank you. I look forward to it.